online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Amante Falkenstein.
A former police chief for West Yorkshire will no longer face trial over the Hillsborough disaster in which 96 Liverpool football fans died. Misconduct charges against Sir Norman Betterson have been dropped after two witnesses changed their evidence and a third died. KMFM has been told a substance two men sprayed on a dog walker near Maidstone was a household material. Police are still looking for the suspect who tried to steal his dog on a footpath off Hubbard's Lane on Sunday morning. There were concerns the substance could have been acid. Andrew Bottrell, who lives nearby, let paramedics use his bathroom to wash the victim down after it happened.
Anything like that is very unsettling, isn't it? You know, nobody wants to see anyone who's, you know, been confronted with anything like that. And when it's outside the door, it's even more unsettling.
The man was taken to hospital and the dog was checked by a vet. A man's going to jail after admitting targeting six houses across the Medway area to carry out burglaries. 41-year-old Michael Williams of Moorhall Avenue in Folkestone has been given 3 years and 4 months after pleading guilty to five charges of burglary and one charge of attempted burglary. Police identified him as a suspect after spotting him on CCTV footage. Hospitals are warning there could be shortages of certain drugs if the UK crashes out of the EU without a deal. NHS Providers, which represents English hospitals and ambulance services, is accusing ministers of failing to prepare properly. It's claimed pregnant women who ask for a caesarean birth are facing a number of barriers from NHS trusts across the UK, with some being refused outright. The charity Birthright, which carried out the study, says reasons for a C-section can include anything from previous births that have been traumatic and physical ill health. Rebecca Schiller from the charity says official guidelines are clear.
She should absolutely be advised of the particular risks and benefits to her. She should be offered some form of counselling, and if she still wants to book a caesarean section, that should be made possible.
A doctor can say no to performing a caesarean, but must then refer the woman on to another obstetrician. Parents are being urged to try and stop the inevitable rise in kids with asthma heading to hospital emergency departments as they go back to school. The Royal College of Nursing says there are three times as many youngsters being referred with asthma in September every year. They think it may be partly down to young people not using the preventer inhalers regularly during the holidays. New figures show households in the UK have fallen behind on essential bills like council tax and utilities by an estimated £18.9 billion. Citizens Advice wants better regulations of bailiffs, saying it's seen a 24% rise in related issues since 2014. Charities and community groups in Kent are getting the chance to bid for up to £10,000 to help prevent crime and antisocial behaviour. The Safer in Kent Fund has been set up by Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott, who's urging anyone with a project idea to apply. Since the early 1960s, people in Bromley have debated whether or not they feel like they're part of Kent or the capital city. Well, the town became a London borough after a boundary change in 1963. It still has clear links to the county. Many road names and postcodes refer to Kent. These people have told us they're a bit divided over it.
Bromley was officially a market town, and it was a nice, pleasant place to be. Now it's too much like London.
Being born in Catford and now moving to the BR1 postcode where my address is Kent, BR1. I would say, from my own experience, that it feels more like London.
And it's been claimed watching Love Island has encouraged guys to spend more money improving their looks. New numbers show sales of men's skincare products have jumped by 16% over the last 3 months.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent are trying to bowl out Leicestershire on day three of their county championship test match. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, a short time ago, Leicestershire were on 220 for nine. Ivan Thomas has starred with the ball for Kent, getting five wickets. The visitors are so far chasing a score of 245. Meanwhile, England's cricketers are struggling through day four of the third test against India and look to be heading for a heavy defeat. Earlier, they were on 66 for four at Trent Bridge, chasing a record 521 to win. Alistair Cook and Keaton Jennings were out very early in the day. And in football, Paul Pogba's agent has defended him on Twitter by criticising Manchester United legend Paul Scholes. Scholes questioned whether the Frenchman should be captain after United lost to Brighton on Sunday. Pogba said afterwards that he and his teammates played poorly and with a bad attitude. Mino Raiola claims Scholes has no idea idea about leadership and has ironically suggested United give their former midfielder a job, so he advises the club to put Pogba up for sale.
And that's the latest. Next updates at 2.